Mitt Romney, I'm a fan of voting by mail. By Hannah Blow on July 30, 2020. Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, expressed strong support for vote by mail on Thursday following President Trump's prediction that universal mail-in voting would result in the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. I'm a fan of voting by mail. Secondly, of course we are going to have an election on time. It's unthinkable that that would not be the case. Romney said after Trump asked if a nation should delay the election until people can properly, securely and safely vote. The president's remark coincides with several stories pointing to the inaccuracies and risks associated with universal mail-in voting. On Thursday, the president shared a video of a CBS investigation in Philadelphia involving the use of mock ballots to stage an election. The ballots were lost throughout the process, and while most were recovered, the station found that of 100 ballots, 97 ultimately arrived. That means three people who tried to vote by mail in our mock election were, in fact, disenfranchised by mail, the outlet found. Mail-in voting is already proving to be a catastrophic disaster. Even testing areas are way off. The Dems talk of foreign influence in voting. But they know that mail-in voting is an easy way for foreign countries to enter the race, Trump said on Thursday. Even beyond that, there's no accurate count, he added. Cody, a deceased cat hailing from Atlanta, made headlines this month after receiving a voter registration form by mail, reigniting the debate over the risk of fraud in universal mail-in voting. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger blamed the mix-up on third-party groups. Third-party groups all over the country are targeting Georgia to help register qualified individuals. This group makes you wonder what these out-of-town activists are really doing. Make no mistake about it, this office is dedicated to investigating all types of fraud, his office stated. Democrats, however, are continuing in their calls for universal vote by mail, particularly for the 2020 election. Trump challenger Joe Biden, D, has already decided that the president is going to try to indirectly steal the election by arguing that mail-in ballots don't work. A recent NPR analysis revealed that 65,000 absentee and mail-in ballots have been tossed in primary elections due to late arrivals. A plurality of American adults, 49%, believe that vote-by-mail is vulnerable to significant levels of fraud, a Washington Post ABC News poll found.